Gonwell Audio Backstage. This is Han in my cookie jar, and I'm doing Little Mako's The Nice to Meet You questionnaire, or introductions for the new and old. So I've been active on Gonwell Audio for less than a month, I think, and I've been a lurker for a very long time, but I decided to take the plunge a month ago because I just wanted to see what's out there. Plus, I'm very shy in real life, and I just wanted to improve my 30 talking skills. Alright, so here's the first question. Please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Feel free to come up with an origin story. So, Han in my cookie jar is basically an euphemism for a vagina, at least the cookie jar part. It was meant to be some sort of like funny or other punny way of putting it, rather than saying hand in my panties, although I do know someone on GWA who has the same username. I'm not making fun of you, but it's a very weird coincidence that we share a very similar username. And a lot of times the question that I get very often on Gonwell Audio is, what is my accent? What is the origin behind it? So here's a long story. So my dad is Portuguese and my mom is half Indonesian, half Malaysian. And they met in UAE, which is in the Middle East. Dubai being one of the popular Emirates. I'm sure all of you know where Dubai is, or you have visited it perhaps. So they met and fell in love there, and I was born and raised there for a very long time, close to 16, 17 years. And then I moved to UK to go to law school. And I also studied in Cambridge, Massachusetts for a while. Yeah, I don't need to mention names, but yeah, I used to travel a lot with Dad to different countries as a kid, so I have a rather mixed accent, which some people find exotic, some people find absolutely weird. But yeah, that is my story, and that is the origin story behind my mixed accent, and I'm glad I was able to clear up for all of you. Alright, second question. Are you or aspiring to be a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? More than one can be applicable. I would say I'm not a good script writer. I'm not that great at improv. But I do love being a performer and putting my shoes into different scripts. And it's fun to just put into flesh what a scriptwriter has in his or her mind. So it's been my absolute pleasure to fill different scripts so far. And I must say there are a lot of scriptwriters, talented ones, on GWA. And I would really like to thank them for coming up with these amazing scripts that I can dip my toes into. So thank you guys. You guys rock and keep writing. Alright. Number 3. Favorite musical genre, top 3 music artists. I would say, when I was a teenager, I used to listen to a lot of heavy metal, black metal, death metal, a lot of punk music. But over the years, I've been mellowing down to old rock and a lot of EDM, pop, and a lot of house music. So I honestly cannot say who my top three music artists are, but as of now, it is Maroon 5, and I also like OneRepublic. I also like listening to the Beatles. So I would say those are my top three right now, and constantly on heavy rotation on my Spotify. All right, number four. What is your current kink or fetish? What do you find sexy? It can be specific or as vague as you wish. So my current favorite kink or fetish that I'm discovering more about would be degradation and humiliation. So two of those kinks are fetishes. They were hard limits in the past. I wasn't into it, but of late I've been discovering that it is something that I enjoy performing in scripts as well as in my sex life. It's very interesting. I don't think I'm into heavy pain, but those two kinks is something that I'm definitely getting a hang of. But my favorite kink of all time would definitely be spanking. And is anal a fetish? Yeah, I guess so. Okay. All right. Number five, kink or fetish you'd like to learn more about? Definitely fisting. So, confession time. I'm pretty short, like just 5'1". So, I don't think I could take up more than three fingers. I've tried fisting myself, I can barely take in four. With a partner, it would be three at most, with a lot of difficulty. But with lube, I guess I could really try and squeeze in three and a half, maybe. So fisting is something that I'm very interested in, but never got the chance to properly try it. So yeah. All right, number six, biggest pet peeves. So I have three pet peeves. One is punctuality, lack of punctuality, that is. So if someone is late constantly, I have no hesitation to break ties with them whatsoever. So cry me a river, I don't give a fuck. If you're late all the time, you're out of my friends list. So I would prefer someone if they're on time for important things. That would be great because I hate being stood up and I always try and be on time at any place. It doesn't matter if it's a cinema, if it's an interview, if it's anything really. You have to be on time. Make a good first impression. But yeah, punctuality is essential. Number two, this is a very common question that I get on my Reddit chat and messages. So that would be, what is my bra size? So, first of all, do not ask me that question unless you're buying me lingerie. And if you're buying me lingerie, I would prefer nice ones. Not the cotton bullshit that you'd get at, I don't know, some store, some department store, but yeah, I like nice things. I like nice lingerie, so don't ask me that question. It's bullshit, seriously. And the third question that I get on my Reddit messages and chat is if I'm available on Snapchat and Kick. I'm not available on either of those platforms because I find them absolutely rubbish and just useless, really. So, yeah. I'm not available on those two, sweetie. Sorry. All right. Number seven, favorite celebrity voice. Do you prefer higher or lower pitch voices? So, on a lady, I prefer rather sultry voices. Like, for example, I have a massive crush on Angelina Jolie ever since she was in Hackers. I also have a crush on Emma Stone's voice, lovely voice. I also love Catherine Zeta-Jones. Let's see. When it comes to men, yes, deeper voices, and I'm a sucker for a British accent. Yeah. So definitely like Henry Cavill, definitely like Tom Hiddleston, and I also have a massive crush on Chris Hemsworth. Okay, only exception. He has an Australian accent. Yes, I'm aware of it, but he has a very delicious voice. Yum. All right, so that answers the latter part of the question, if I prefer higher or lower pitch voices. Definitely lower pitch voices. All right, number eight, what ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream? On its own, with or without topping, sauces, in a cone, on a waffle, etc. Okay, so my favorite ice cream flavor of all time, or if someone had to describe me as an ice cream purveyor, it would definitely be salted caramel. And let's see, brand new flavor. This might sound disgusting. I really don't care though. Butterscotch and Marmite, or butterscotch and Vegemite. I know it sounds disgusting, but I like disgusting flavors. But if you're Asian, I would say durian flavor is amazing. It smells like farts, but it has this delicious flavor. But I don't think anyone would kiss you afterwards because your mouth smells so pungent after eating raw durian or durian anything, durian flavored anything really. All right. How do I prefer my ice cream? I never go for whipped cream or sauces or sprinkles. I like my ice cream just the way it is without any frills on it, and I prefer it on a waffle cone. Crunchy, and that's the way I like it. But more than ice cream, I prefer gelato because I think gelato has more flavor, more intensity, and it's more thick and delicious. Ice cream, on the other hand, it really depends because there's a huge difference between dairy ice cream and non-dairy ice cream. So I would prefer dairy ice cream. And let's see, I've also had vegan ice cream and it's delicious, but I would always, always go back to gelato wherever I am. All right, number nine, what are your biggest idiosyncrasies? Mannerisms, behavior, or way of thinking that makes you you? All right. So, number one, I don't give a fuck about what you think about me, really. No fucks given attitude. Took me a long time to realize this, that, I should care about what people think about me, but I really don't care anymore. because I read this amazing quote on Tumblr, or was it Pinterest? I don't remember, but it's this quote that I saw which said, every and any person you meet in life has a different version of you, and it is completely different from the way you think about yourself. So, does it really matter how hard you want to impress them? I don't think so. So yeah, No Fucks Given is my first thing that makes me me. Second thing is I'm very blunt when it comes to telling people. When it comes to telling people off, I don't hold back. I try to be nice, but I just don't think that's me. So I can come off as being very harsh, but at the end of the day, I have no malice. It is completely out of love, tough love, you can say, but I'm very blunt when I have to offer my criticism. So take it or leave it, but I just want what is best for you. All right. Number three. Let's see. I'm pretty forward when it comes to asking people out. So sometimes, almost the time, I tend to make the first move. Which is kinda unfair, because I do like being asked out, but most of the time, if I like someone, if I find them attractive, first thing I definitely ask them is, one, are they married? If not, okay, cool. Are they in a relationship? No? Okay, cool. Would you like to have a cup of tea with me? Yeah? Okay, cool. I will see you at 7 p.m. tomorrow. Okay. Oh, okay, fine. Maybe 3 p.m. then. Yeah, for a cup of tea. 7 p.m. is dinner. Oh well. For me, any time is tea time, really. Tea time is best time. All right. Number 10, and this is the final question. What do you hope to get out of Gone Wild Audio or Gone Wild Audio Backstage? So I joined Gone Wild Audio to get over my shyness when it comes to performing stuff or when it comes to talking dirty. Out of Gone Wild Audio Backstage, I definitely wanna explore my singing. I haven't sung in a long time. The last time I sang was a long time ago when I was in the church choir, and it would be great to explore my voice again, besides talking like a whore or talking like a slut online. So, yeah, singing is definitely on my to-do list for Gone Wild Audio Backstage. But my other reason for staying behind for both is getting to know different performers. Because I think GWAB or Gone Wild Audio Backstage is like behind the scenes. It's pretty nice. Like, you get to see, the interior of a lot of your favorite performers. And, yeah, you basically also get to see what other things they are good at besides talking dirty. So, kudos to all of you. And if you have any more questions, just leave a comment below and I'll be happy to answer them. All right. Have a good day. Have a good night wherever you are. Cheers.